You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. Now, people that know me
know
that I love my kitties a lot. I'm a cat guy. I'm like that
you're crazy
the old
cat guy.
Single cat guy type of guy.
Yep.
And I'm proud of it, actually. I spend a lot of time with my cats. I don't use any kind of chemical flea treatment on them. So I spend a lot of time combing them and grooming them to make sure that they don't have fleas. And I have a lot of fun. It's a bonding moment for me. So when I saw this Kickstarter campaign, I figured we got to have these guys on. You know what? I'm going to let them explain what it is. I have Tara O'Mara. Really? Tara O'Mara from Licky Brush on the phone with us. Hi, Tara. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me about the invention, the Licky Brush.
Sure. Well, if people haven't heard of it already, it went viral last week.
Sure.
So it's been a lot of fun. The Licky Brush is a brush that you can put in your mouth, and it's shaped like a tongue so that you can lick your cat. And the reason behind that is so that you can engage in the grooming ritual with your cat.
Okay, so let me get this straight, because it's hard to visualize without, the picture. I'll hold up the picture to the microphone, but otherwise it's a tongue. I assume a plastic tongue that you can groom your cat, and you put it on your tongue or you put it in your mouth and you groom them.
It's got little knobs on it, it looks like.
Little light. Well, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it has a little bite.
It reminds me of those old, like, wax lips. You would kind of bite on those. And it would have, like, a tongue hanging out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so so I guess the first question comes to mind. How do you invent something like this? And was anybody intoxicated at the time that this was invented? This is a very unusual idea.
You're the second person to ask us about that, about whether there was any intoxication involved. There was not. We are maybe just that crazy. So me and my husband, Jason, we are just always trying to think of ways that we can improve cats' lives. We are kind of looking for the next big way that we could change cat lives, especially indoor cats. But, sometimes they're socially isolated. And grooming is such a central part of their day, and we watch our cats groom each other. And it just seemed obvious to us to invent this, something where we could lick them back.
How does the cat react?
The cats love it. That's what really clinched the deal for us. So the first prototype was super simple kitchen sponge that was cut out to be the shape of a tongue, and we tried it on two of our cats, and they really liked it. One of them was into it right away. The next one was, he was a little tentative. He just kind of looked at us wondering what we were doing. But then he really got into it and kind of rolled over on his side for us to continue. And I got to say, it's really sweet, especially some cats are okay with you holding them in your arms, kind of like a baby. And it's really sweet to be able to lick them like their mama did when you're holding them like a baby and they look right in your eyes and you can look right in their eyes.
I can't imagine what my cat would do. My cat probably would freak out. I would.
Oh, I know you want one, Hal.
Well, of course I want one. So, but they don't exist yet, or is there? They're in prototype. You have a Kickstarter campaign going on right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. And people can help support the project if they go to lickybrush.com. It's LICKIBrush.com, and it's in pre-production. The final version will be made of a soft silicone rubber that is all one piece. Also, and it's going to be of a pink color so that you don't fool your cat. They really think it's your tongue.
So how is the because they'll be fooled. How is the Kickstarter campaign going? Is it what are your goals and what have you raised so far?
Yeah, it's going really well. So we launched maybe about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, and our goal is 36,000, which might sound like a steep number, but our minimum order with our factory is 2,500 pieces.
Sure.
And we have a detailed budget on the Kickstarter page if you go to lickybrush.com. So our goal is 36,000. We are currently at 26,000, so we really only need 10,000 more. And our Kickstarter campaign is still going to run for the next 26 days.
I like how you you call it the Lickstarter campaign. That's that's cute,
right?
Yeah,
and I know I'm coming across a little crazy serious.
No.
Not at all.
When you experience it, you get it. It's just so cool. It's so fun to do with your cat.
Yeah, and then you don't get the fur balls either.
Yeah, it's
that mouthful of hair.
Hygienic.
Yeah.
Because everyone was licking their cats with their tongue before.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know how.
Well, this is very exciting for me and for people like me all across the country who want to lick their cats. Check out the Kickstarter campaign over at, first go to the website at LickyBrush, and it's LickiBrush.com. And we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. And from there, you can head on over to the Kickstarter campaign. I wish you and Jason the best of luck. Tara O'Mara joining us and her husband, Jason O'Mara, who have invented the Licky Brush. I'd like one for Christmas.
I'll tell you what.
I bet you would.
As you noticed, the groom stayed very quiet on the other end because very, very skeptical. I am picturing the cat that doesn't like it, that has your eyeball in its claws. When it doesn't like it, when you have your face right on top of that cat,
yeah.
I would be very, very leery. I don't know. Just the groomer and me.
Also, you know, it takes away from your business if, you know, people are grooming their cats with their tongues.
Listen, let me tell you something. If I have to start worrying about people licking their cats clean, then you know what? Then I better find a new profession.
My question is do I need to lick him in the same place as he licks himself? That's all. I just want to know. Have yourself a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Until next time, have a good one.
This is Animal Radio Network.